bless the Lord. Amen. You may be seated in his presence. Whew, full gospel. I'm anointed for you today. I feel led to release an awesome teaching that I received from our precious Holy Spirit that I believe is vitally important to our spiritual growth, full gospel spiritual growth. So let's submit again to the miraculous teaching ministry of Holy Spirit. He's here, and the eternal word of God. We're going to scripture to reveal to us about the importance of our faith confessions. The importance, if you've taken down a title, the importance of our faith confessions. Let's go to Hebrews 3 and 1. I'm going to read Amplified, and then I want to read the King James. If you'll get that ready as well. I like the way the King James put it for where I'm going today. But we'll go to the Amplified first. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. Amplified. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. So then, brethren, talking to the church, consecrated and set apart for God. That's who we are. That's what the church, what it means to be the church. We are consecrated and set apart for God, who share in the heavenly calling. We share in the heavenly calling. Thoughtfully and attentively consider, put on your mind, think about who? Jesus, the apostle and high priest, whom we confessed as ours when we embrace the Christian faith. Talking about our confession. Importance of our faith confessions. The most important confession that we could ever make is to confess Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and Lord. Is that right? Now, if you will put the King James Version on the board so we can read that together. Let's read it together. Wherefore, holy... Y'all reading? All right, let's start together. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Profession. So we'll look at that word a little closer in a minute. The Lord said to me that many people fail to receive what they pray for because of a lack of understanding about your confession. Many people fail to receive what they've prayed for because of a lack of understanding about confession, your confession, our confession of faith. In the scripture that we just went to, Hebrews 3 and 1, Christianity is called a confession. The Greek word here translated profession in the King James is the same word as the one usually translated confession. So you can see profession in some translations, it is also the same Greek word for confession. We're more familiar with confession than profession. So what does it mean? What does it mean? The importance of our confession, what does this mean? This particular word in the Greek language means, write this down, what does confession mean? In the Greek language, it means saying the same thing. Very simple, but sometimes hard for Christians to do. Saying the same thing. I'm going to give you a few definitions, and that's the first one. It also means to believe and say what God says about our sins. What does he say about our sins? Do you believe what he says? About our sicknesses. We found out today that some of us don't, because we're waiting for him to do something he's already done. And we're not waiting on him. He's waiting on us. Is that good? I know we wish that we were waiting on him, then we could blame it on him. Oh, yeah, that would make it much easier. No, we can't blame it on him. He took care of everything already. We can't blame it on him. He took care of everything. So to believe and say what God says about our sins, our sicknesses, and everything else included in our redemption. Everything in our redemption is already done. We need to make the confessions considering that it's done already. And God helped us to understand that we're waiting for him to do something that he's already done. And it's our confession that's keeping us from having our prayers answered. We're in the wrong tense. We have the wrong thoughts. And if you keep that up, you get into doubt and unbelief. And that's a sin. Amen. Confession is also an affirmation of a Bible truth that we have embraced. When you find a Bible verse, a Bible truth, and you confess it, you are actually affirming what the Bible says. Affirmation of a Bible truth is confession that we have embraced. Confession is simply, this is another definition, believing with our hearts and repeating with our lips God's own declaration of what we are in Christ. So we're actually repeating. We're believing in our heart. We're repeating with our lips God's own declaration of what we are in Christ. So whatever God said about us, we repeat that with our lips. That's all confession is. But it is keeping many from receiving their prayers from being answered because they are not making faith confessions. What are they doing? They're saying what they see in the natural. And guess where faith operates? In the supernatural. My prayer for you is that you will become more spiritual than you are natural. And guess what? We have the ability to do it. Is that awesome? The word confession also means, I did my own little word study, admission, declaration, and acknowledgement of God. When I make confessions, I am making admissions, declarations, and I'm acknowledging God, the acknowledgement of God. So, listen to this. When the Holy Spirit takes us to 1 Peter 2:24, and we won't go there, I'll quote it, and tells us by his stripes we were healed, we are to believe and say the same thing that the Holy Spirit says in that word. He breathed on the word for you and I. That word is true. That word is eternal. All he wants us to do, we have made Christianity so difficult when it is so easy. And I think that's why, you know, we as human nature, we just seem to have to try to make things difficult. We have to, you know, got to add stuff. Like we got something to put, you know, in there that would make it easier. No, it's as simple as that. It is as simple as saying what God says. He said, by Jesus' stripes, ye were healed. Were means were. That's past tense. It means it already happened. So when we say, Apostle, I am believing God for my healing, then what happened to the were? Hello, saints. Talk to me. It nullifies it. It puts us back into what tense? Future, waiting. When did faith ever become future tense? I had to say that to myself. This is not faith. How many need a demon delivered from you of pride? Because many of us are prideful. We would never admit that we're not in faith. We wouldn't dare let anyone know we're not in faith. How dare you say that to me? If I was afraid of y'all, I wouldn't say it. I'm not, so I'm trying to help you get free. Because I had to say it to myself. If I ever want to walk in my full inheritance, I better say it to myself. And I want you to walk in your full inheritance, so I'm saying it to you. If you're waiting for something that's in the redemption, you are not in faith. You're failing me, girl. You ain't say a word. Just because you're not sitting over there don't mean I'm not waiting to hear it. And I'm looking right at her. Ain't moved her lips yet. Oh, okay. Oh, amen. We don't like that we're not walking in faith thing. I'm telling you, we get turned off from that because we've been told that if you don't have faith, you really don't love God. If you don't have faith, you're not mature. If you don't have faith, come on, we have faith, but we don't know how to use it all the time. And we use it in the wrong tense. If we're waiting for God to do something that's in the redemption, we are not in faith. Now get mad and get delivered. If you want to roll around on the floor for a few minutes, I'll permit it. I just want when you get up that you deliver. Hallelujah. Truth, the truth, the truth, the truth, the truth will free you every time. So, by his stripes we were healed is what the Holy Spirit gives us in 1 Peter 2:24. We are to believe and say the same thing that the word says. What does the word say? We were healed. We were healed. We were healed. We're healed is past tense. So if I'm waiting on God, then I'm not in faith. And the truth. And the truth, y'all don't want to say it. I'm going to come down there and cast a devil out of every one of y'all. And the truth, thank you. Oh, glory to God. We are to believe and say the same thing. When our affirmation is the word of God, then God watches over his word to make it good. When our affirmation, are you hearing me? Is the word of God. When I declare the word of God over my situation, I'm releasing God to work for me. When I don't say what God said in his word, then I stop God from working for me. He cannot, he will not. His government said he cannot work outside of his word. That's why our only defense or deliverance is to get your eye gate in that word so you say what God says. I'm preaching harder than y'all saying amen. I'm telling you, I'm going to force feed this down on the inside of you because we're going to walk in something. When my leaders get free, the church will get free. Because I expect y'all to teach the church along with me. You got to be saying the same thing the word says. I got to be saying the same thing the word says. And it's time. Somebody say it's time. For us to be a living example. People got to see the word working in us. And the word has its own inherent power. The word is the highest frequency of power, creative power. The word, not one word of God is without power to fulfill itself. So if we are living and speaking the word is going to work for us, and we're going to be a living example of the word working in us. People need to see the word working in us. Glory to God. Give the Lord some praise right there. Hallelujah. So I know at least you're receiving. So I want you to repeat this with me. When I give affirmation to the word of God, God watches over his word to make it good in my life. Give the Lord some praise right there. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So I want to affirm what the Bible truth says. I want my people always saying what the word says, no matter what we see. If I text you, you're never going to get a text from me that's saying anything opposite than the word of God. And I'm not going to spend my time texting you back and not use it for an opportunity to release the word. I'm not a texter. I don't just like to text, but I'm going to say what the word says to you. So if you're not ready for it, don't send me a text. I'm not going to get in your pity or your party. And I expect you to reach back at me through a text with the word. I receive that, apostle. God is good. He's faithful. If you can't say nothing else, just say that.